Yo, welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollebach. With me, Heidi Lux. For the second or third time, how many times have you been?
This is my third time.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Look at that. So, we're meeting at a Starbucks parking lot, you know? Underground. This is the Underground Railroad of podcasting, you know?
What? We're not literally underground. We're in a parking lot, and the parking lot is on ground level.
Yeah.
It's my studios.
Hey, I just think, I like recording in the car just because people don't bother you. You know, the two people talking in the car. You know, if you go over someone's house, the roommate might, or the, you know, someone might knock and be like,
I think the guy next to us might bother us because when I got in the car, I like wicked scratched his car.
Oh, really?
So.
We should bail? We should take this on the road?
We should like drive away really fast right now.
Really?
No.
Well, it's a little bit of a dinger anyway.
It could be from anything. This is Los Angeles. Exactly. You have to expect your car to get scratched.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I always like having like a piece of shit car. Not because I'm poor. Well, that's part of it. But also, it's like if you get a new BMW, you have to constantly wax it, constantly care about, like, you know, that, then you're working for your car, you know?
Yeah, your car is your life at that point.
Yeah. My car is my slave, and I treat it like a fucking dirty whore.
Yeah, it's like your car should be your bitch, not the other way around.
Yeah. Then I gotta run errand for my car. Oh, my car's bonnet got a little poo-poo on it. Ooh. Clean my car. Clean.
How's that car? Is that okay? Does that feel good for you?
So. Well, I get fired up about things all the time. I, you know, read about the Queen of England. Mm. Her lifestyle still bothers me. You know, she did this one thing I reported a while back where, like, her security guards, like, were eating, like, her royal nuts. And she, like, freaked out, like, oop, those are my nuts. Those are my, like, she's, like, such a gold hoarder, a hoarder of fine art, a hoarder of castles. Don't touch your fucking nuts. It's like, these people are actually working. She's never worked a day in her life. She came out the womb and just, all of her life was ceremony. And she's special because she has some royal blood, some perfect bloodline, which just sounds like fucking Hitler shit. And, you know, I would not be surprised if she took her fucking mask off at the end of the night and she was like a 9-foot alien. You know what I'm saying?
Like a lizard.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I guess that's the rumor, is that she's actually a lizard person.
Yeah, David Icke stuff. Yeah. I love going down those conspiracy dark holes, and it always goes to lizard people, you know?
Yeah. If it always goes to lizard people, like, if everything ends up at lizard, like, no matter where you start.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there something there?
That's where the smoke signals come from.
Okay, I actually consider myself to be an expert on the royal family because I watched W.E., the Madonna movie, directed by Madonna, about, it's like a parallel story of a modern girl who's unhappy with her marriage. She's married to this rich doctor, and she gets so involved in Wallis Simpson and Prince Edward. And then it's a parallel to Wallace's marriage to Prince Edward and their romance.
Wow.
So, and then after watching that, I Wikipedia'd Prince Edward, so I know exactly what I'm talking about with the royal family. Like, I'm an expert.
Okay, well, you're on here. You're a consultant.
Yeah. And in my expert opinion, fucking hot sons.
Prince Harry?
Prince Harry, Prince William, mostly Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm. He's the little one who kind of looks like, what's it?
Like the gardener.
The gardener?
There's the thing where it's, Prince Harry might not be Prince Charles's son. And as somebody who Wikipedia'd, you know, that whole family, he actually does not look like Prince Charles that much.
So you looked at the gardener, and then you looked at Prince Charles, and what do you think, you know?
Yeah, it could be the gardener's baby. Mm-hmm. Could be.
Prince Charles just seems like such a fucking bore. All of them. You know, the problem is they never hear an honest word. No one ever, like, the queen doesn't even know it's possible for someone to go, hey, knock that fucking crown off your head and feed some hungry people.
Yeah.
You stink, you're boring. No, she's never heard those words.
Like, if I could say an honest word to just anyone of the royal family, I would go right up to Prince Harry and I'd look him in the eye and be like, hey, you're fucking hot. You throw me on this table right now and you fuck my brains out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just like off the top of my head, like putting the royal family in line. I really feel that would put the royal family in line.
I think that we have a different perspective on this, perhaps. You know, all girls have this like kind of princess fantasy where they're just taken care of. You know, Prince Henry, what I remember is he like had this yacht and like I saw a tabloid where he was parading this, like, 18 of his girlfriends onto his yacht. You know what I mean? And that was this weekend.
He's a bad boy. He's a bad boy, and he would break my heart, but I wouldn't care. I'd just keep on going right on back.
Because
he's wild.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also, like, strong and masculine, you know? Yeah. His voice is really deep. What? Like, maybe a little bit deeper than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But that just shows he has a lot of testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to release it somehow, somewhere, inside someone.
All over someone's face, whatever. You'll take it his way. He's probably going to be the one, you know, ordering you around, you know?
Yeah. His behavior is deplorable.
Mm.
That said, so if I would play naked pool with him in Vegas, I would.
What if there was an identical looking guy to Prince Harry, but he only had, let's say, $1,000.
Ew. Ew, no. Oh my God, that's gross.
Right, so
Eric.
It's just the infinite money syndrome is what kind of makes women go gaga over these people.
It's the money, it's the rosaceous, the English rosaceous, rosacealicious cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that he can, like, do whatever he wants. Have any woman he wants, but he wants me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that he's choosing me. Mm-hmm. Like, in my head, he's choosing me. Not in real life, but in my head.
Right.
It's me. And the fact that he just wants me out of all these other women, that's hot.
Right. Because he has such a high status, you know? You need other people to go, oh, that guy's got something going on. And then you're like, oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah. Also, he's really hot.
Right.
Like, just, like, for a regular... Just, like, taking him out of, like, the whole royalty context. It's, like, because redheads are, like, a lot of them are, like, weird looking. Like, they're, like, just, like, too pale or weird.
Or they have, like, so many freckles that they start to look like some kind of spotted owl.
But
with snaggle teeth.
There are some kind of redheads who are, like, you're the wild animal, and I love that.
Right. You just got a mane or something.
Yeah, like, he's like that. He's, like, that kind of redhead.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like we have slightly different views of the royal family. I'd like them all murdered and, you know, and have their money stolen to feed the hungry, and you just want to fuck them. So.
Yeah.
Pretty similar, but different when you think about it.
I guess we'll agree to disagree.
So you've really taken Instagram. You're always posting about your trips. So what, you know, it's fun to just kind of take a photo album and then to throw it on Instagram. You know, what's going on?
Well, my new thing is taking, like, day trips just to, like, get out of, like, the daily grind or whatever.
Sure.
So I do, like, I'll just drive, like, a 4-hour radius outside of Los Angeles.
Like Santa Barbara and stuff like that.
Yeah, Santa Barbara. I went to Big Sur. Oh, my God.
That was Big Sur.
This can might
explode.
Was great. The sea...
Oh, it's okay.
Sea elephants are really fucking rapey.
Have that. You know, it won't explode on you. The sea elephants are rapey at Big Sur?
Yeah, there's sea elephants, and they live in San Simeon. This might explode as well. No? Oh, I'm good. Non-explosion. We're drinking Blue Sky product placement.
Oh, yeah.
I was paid by Blue Sky to say that.
the greatest all-natural seltzer water.
Natural lime.
It's pretty good.
This Blue Sky is delicious.
Whoa. Reading the copy, perfect.
Anyways, aside from my love for Blue Sky, there's a huge sea elephant sanctuary in Big Sur, and those animals are, it's kind of like God was trying to create the most disgusting, horrible thing that he could, and he made a sea elephant, because they are, the way they mate is through raping. Like I saw, there was one like big dad, like they move like they're worms. Like it's really fucking gross. Like they're like all like slithery and shit. And this one dad like slithered on top of the mom, kicked a baby off, and then fucking raped her. And they're so loud and
move
so
smelly.
Yeah. She's like threw the baby off.
Yeah.
Let's make another one. This one's no good. Or something, and just fucking went at it, and they're so loud.
I think that's
so
how
loud.
I was born.
Similar. I think that's how a lot of us were
similar
born.
To the story. Here in America, where everyone's eating fast food and stuff, you know.
That's exactly how they sound.
I'm gonna throw some pancake batter from Denny's into you. That's how fucking 90% of America gets it on.
That's exactly what sea elephants sound like. They're disgusting.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So you took a lot of the pictures and put them on the Instagram of the hot fucking sea lion action?
Yeah, if you go to my Instagram, Fabulex, you'll see a whole montage of sea elephants just fucking doing it.
Nice.
Because, like, at first I was like, ugh, gross. Then I was like, well, you know, it's kind of hot. So I took, like, a lot of, like, porn photos of the sea elephants. Just threw them up on there because it's only not okay if it's human porn. Animal porn, there's no rules against it. So you can't kick me off of Instagram.
And look, hey, in the wild, those sea lions might get ripped in half by sharks, you know. So it's a different world, you know. They got to get it in there. They got to, maybe it's a little rapey, but, you know, that's how they do it.
Whatever works.
If you were a sea lion lady, would you fuck that fucking squawking, fucking smelly, like,
you know what?
Sausage?
Like, I'm really disgusted by the sea elephant's behavior. But going back to our previous topic, if sea elephant Prince Harry came up to sea elephant me, threw a baby off.
Yeah.
I don't know whose baby. I don't have kids.
Uh-huh.
Threw that baby off of me and started raping me, I would be screaming, but I'll
you'd be like, no,
I'd be like,
stop.
Oh, stop raping me. Oh, no, this
Wink.
Is the worst. I hate this so much.
Right.
Wait, why are you really stopping?
Oh, you're such a perfect ginger. Sea lion. Like, some of the gingers are, like, fucking stupid looking.
No, he really, like on a serious note, like, he really is the perfect ginger.
He nailed ginger.
Like, he nailed ginger.
So, anyway, I got this new iPhone, you know, and I got a game called Clash of Clans, and it has ruined my brain. My subconscious looks very much like the display of Clash of Clans right now, because, you know, here's the thing about it. The first day you play it, you build your little castle, and then you have like a gold mine, you know, and it'll take a couple of seconds to get your gold, sure. Then you upgrade it, then it'll take 2 minutes. You upgrade it, then it'll take 2 days eventually. And then all of us, and they're constantly harvesting gold, so even when the game's off, you come back tomorrow, you have all this gold. Oh, now I can build more stuff. It keeps you in it. It keeps you in it. Then you're upgrading stuff, it takes 2 weeks, and you're like, fuck, it's taken 2 weeks to upgrade. I want to move on with my life, you know. So it just, you know, these games are designed, they never turn off, you're always in it, you know, it's like a lifestyle.
That's sick. That's really sick, Eric.
Have you ever been addicted to like video games or anything like that? Do you ever get into something like that? Or
no, I'm a girl. Girls don't really do that.
That's not you never had girlfriends who had like an Xbox or anything or a Nintendo or anything like that?
No, because we're just girls. Like if we get addicted to something, it's shopping or trying on makeup, you know?
Pocketbooks.
Yeah, pocketbooks.
Let's just throw pocketbooks at each other.
Yeah. We get addicted to pocketbooks for sure. And we definitely call them pocketbooks. That's not an outdated term for purses at all.
Right.
Shoes.
I can't tell if that was sarcastic.
It was sarcastic.
Pocketbook party. Wah! So anyway, my brain is ruined. And it's such a... You know, I really think that, like, some kind of Nazi scientist, like, programmed it and, like, studied a bunch of brains. Like, you know, advertising execs, like, study people's brains. They know how to, like, sell them fucking toothpaste or whatever. Like, they've done a lot of studies on it. And I feel like this game is, like, the next level where, you know.
Yeah, that's, like, how, like, some of the scientists who built, you know, NASA and, like, the space technology were actually German Nazi scientists. It's the same thing with video games. Like, they took, like, some German Nazi scientists, gave them, like, diplomatic immunity and said, you build these video games
I finished building this rocket ship. What do you want me to do?
We want you to make a video game.
Ah.
To hook America's youth. So they can...
I likes. And then, when everyone's on their phone...
They will play this video game so much that they forget to eat and they will atrophy just like the Jews. Like we are starving the Jews. It's the same thing.
I would like to feel through the video game that I'm personally strangling each non-German subhuman rat species. Anyway. You recently, you know, you're... Instagram, you're Facebooking, you're checking in places, you know, some people can easily stalk you, just in case the paparazzi want to show up.
Yeah.
You're letting them know, you're tipping them off.
I do that. I actually checked in here, so if there's, like, cameras.
Right.
Like, that's for me.
Sure it's not for me, though?
It's for me.
Okay.
That guy
I'll try the photo bomb.
The guy next to us left, so we're good.
Okay.
He's not going to come after your car with a baseball bat, because I scratched his...
Oh, yeah. They look old people. Like, I kind of was looking at them at the corner of my eye, like, seeing if they would notice that the door got fucked up by you opening the door, but they seem okay.
Like, I fucked it up hard.
Smashed it up
the way Prince Harry will fuck me hard and nasty.
Whoa.
What?
You checked into a place called YouTube Space in L.A. So YouTube is kind of... They're breaking into having a production office, you know. They're not just like you upload your cat videos anymore. Now they're making shit, you know.
Yeah.
They're turning the tables.
That place is crazy. It has a co-ed bathroom, and it's the most fucking, like, bizarre, weird, unsettling thing I've ever been into.
How does it work?
Okay, so you go walk down to the bathroom. So there's, like, one section that's all girls. And then one section that's all boys, like, top, ceiling, floor, stalls. But it's like, why not build a wall? Just put a wall there in between the boy and the girls instead of making it unisex and uncomfortable for everybody.
Right. So it's just, you have to do that walk of shame when you walk out of the toilet as a man, because girls know that, hey, a guy's only walking out of the toilet if he's making a doo-doo.
Well, there's no urinals. Like, it's stalls and urinals. So maybe that's just part of their brilliant design, is, like, somebody felt uncomfortable going in the bathroom in urinals.
Right.
So it's like, I'll make this unisex, make them top-down stalls. I can go and pee, not have to pee next to another dude, and I'm totally safe because it's unisex.
And also, you know, well, what about the transgender? So there's one section for women, there's one section for men. Are the transgender going to try to, like, go in the middle ones that are, like, right on the... threshold? Because normally when it comes up with unisex bathrooms, the reason why they're doing it is because transgender people, I gotta pick a bathroom. Oh, unisex, now I feel safe. That's my ballpark.
Yeah, but they don't have, like, if they were truly a modern company, it would be boys, girls, transgendered.
Right.
It's only boys, girls.
See, this is what makes me furious, is that, you know, like, so what if then another... people decide, like, oh, you know, like, I, like, am really into furries. I, like, really more identify like a cat. So, like, I'm a fucking freak and I wear a foxtail off a carabiner on my ass. I want to shit in, like, a litter box or, like, something like that. So, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah, so now we have, like, the litter box bathroom. And then, like, oh, like, I really want to, like, be, like, a turtle and, like, only... shit where there's, like, a seashore, so can we make a wave pool so I can poo in that?
I mean, if that's where we're heading, YouTube Space really dropped the ball on that, because there's no litter box, there's no wave pool. It's there's only fucking traditional boy girl.
Right.
So, unisex bathroom of the future. I don't know. No Tide pool.
What about The Office? Was that kind of like super modern in any way?
Why, it was, Eric.
What? Was that a leading question or what?
It's, I guess YouTube is owned by Google, and like that whole, sorry, there's a car like backing up towards Eric's car, and I feel like it, like for a minute, there was gonna be the karma of me fucking up that other guy's car, all up on Eric's car. But he didn't hit us.
She
has a fancy car. She has the thing, like the screen where you can see behind you without looking back.
But can you look in your blind spots, you know, to the back left of you, to the back right?
You don't have to. You have that screen in the front of your car and your dashboard. You can just see, oh, that's in back of me.
Right.
I'm not going to bother to look right or left because I can see in back of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to do that. Oh, no, I crashed into you because I forgot to look right because I let technology run my life.
Mm-hmm. That's where it's going. That's where it's headed for sure. So the YouTube, so Google like has like super.
Yeah, I feel like their offices are like when little kids like imagine like oh, it's gonna be sweet. We're gonna have like recess every day and unlimited candy.
We're gonna have a ball pit because we're adults now, but we're cool adults.
Yeah, it's like the kind of office that has like a ball pit, and you just like bring your laptop in there and like hang out and like do work in the ball pit.
I identify like more like a cat, so I want like my laptop to be like on a giant ball of yarn, and I want to shit in a litter box and stuff. So like, I need a funky office. All right. Yeah. Why is Google just getting a bunch of like ADD freaks who are all on Ritalin and they like need something else to do every 5 seconds? Oh, now I want Pop Rocks. Ah.
Unlimited Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a Japanese fusion chef come here and make fusion Pop Rocks.
And the Japanese toilet that shoots water up my butt after I'm done pooping.
Yeah.
Oh, was it the poo or was it the shit? Hey, all the guys just gotta go in a room with the toilet. I don't know. I feel like when you're sitting in a cubicle, like it's time to get to work, when it's just like an open, like, jamboree mat ground all around with like big open windows. It's like, what am I gonna fucking do gymnastics here? Like, what the fuck is going on with this office? Where do I sit to work? I want a desk, please.
Or it's like, we're gonna have class outside every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that kind of mentality.
Oh, it's too hot today.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm gonna go work outside.
So, you know, you're obviously super horny. Keep talking about Prince Harry, you know, doing you in disgusting ways. You know, so how's, what's going on with your married life, you know? Is there like a big pressure build up where it's just like once you like tie down to someone, you're like just have like real fantasies about? Is that what celebrities are for? Married people to like project their sex onto?
Yeah, that's why celebrities exist. You know, right. Celebrities did not exist before the institution of marriage. And once marriage came in, then celebrities were created to, you know, make those married people more. As like an escape, you know,
right.
As an escape. Like, it's like you build a house, you put a window in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what celebrities are for marriage.
Uh-huh. And then a lot of married people are miserable and jump out the window.
Yes.
Because they never got to, you know, fuck Prince Harry.
Just like they jump out the window just like I am jumping on Prince Harry. Exactly. It's the same thing.
Always comes back to that. Okay, well, that question was answered. So, you know, we were talking before the podcast. We both quit jobs recently. You know, we're artistic people. We can't really be tied down to, like, any kind of institution.
Yeah, fuck that. I feel like jobs are just killing my creativity.
So I worked at this place, you know, I don't want to say the name right now, but I think I flew a little too close to the sun and I burnt my wings.
Oh, no.
You know, because I started requesting to work 6 days a week every week, you know.
Instead of seven?
Well,
what's your problem?
5 days. No, but I would get an OT day every day. But that OT day, I would only work like 2 out of the 8 hours. I would get my work done really fast. And then, like, during the week also, I work, like, 5 out of the 8 hours. I would get my work done fast and then split. Because I'm like, what am I fucking sitting here for 3 hours when I already did the shit that was assigned to me?
Can I ask what kind of company it was?
Well, let's talk about that off the air.
Like, not the name. Okay.
So, anyway, but it was a very soulless job. It was just so repetitive. It was just, think of it as just fucking making sausages. Whatever I was doing, it doesn't matter. But, you know, I was fucking depressed and miserable because it was just so easy. You know what I mean? And, like, I was just so not challenged by it.
I know exactly.
And I got this, like, you know, web series thing coming out soon that I've been putting all my energy in. And so, I applied to grad school. I'm going to go to grad school in the fall, actually.
Oh, that's exciting.
The University of New Orleans and stuff.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't drop that bomb on your podcast.
Sorry. So, I'm going to grad school.
In New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Guys, audience, this is a real moment.
So anyway, I had to do the applications and all that stuff. So that was... So I just, you know, would always fucking lie on my time card. And I think I just got caught. And then
they
sacked me.
Oh, no.
Whatever. Fuck that place.
That's why you don't lie.
Yeah, what's going on? Didn't you... quit your job recently too?
I did. I've been working as an assistant associate producer, which just basically means assistant in Hollywood language.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Hollywood language, like, you, like, try to, like, talk yourself up as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, background or, like, extra is, it's not extra, it's, you know, featured ambiance provider artisan or something. But it's just extra. Did you hurt your masturbation hand?
No, this is my masturbation hand. This is my left hand. This is I hurt my cup and my balls hand. But anyway, go on.
So
just had a cramp for some reason.
I also had like a soul sucking job that I left, and now I'm just like an artist.
Yeah.
And it feels great. Like, I got, when I left my job, I got more congratulations and support from friends and family than I did on the day I got married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more people were coming up to me and saying, "You look great. I'm so happy for you."
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime somebody leaves an assistant job, like, that's something that should really be celebrated because that is, you know, that's life coming into the world.
Yeah. You were a domestic servant to some kind of person who tried to overlord, you know?
Yeah.
You know, there's so many rich people in Hollywood that try to get away with not paying people because everyone wants a shot at some kind of Hollywood dream.
Yeah.
And there's so many rich people particularly who dangle the keys to Hollywood. I'll make you an associate producer if I put you through hell. And so they very much exploit the people.
Yeah, there's... I mean, forget, you know, children in Bangladesh working for, like, 5 cents a day making shoes. It's, like, that kind of labor exists in Hollywood.
Right.
Like, we're going to work you for free. We're going to treat you like shit.
Only it's people with college degrees and...
and giant mansions in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked on this project, and I'm going to say the name, because fuck them, Siberia. It was produced by the same production company as, Capote, you know, so I thought it was, like, a real gig, you know, so we met every day they weren't going to pay you anything up front, okay, but you were going to get a back-end deal and a writer's credit, and it's this thing, but they didn't have distribution lined up. You know, and we would meet every day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to write a show called Siberia, you know, and they would pay you in lunch, and then, you know, get some back end deal, you know, and, you know, you're meeting in this fucking mansion that must have cost, you know, if you know, it's in the Hollywood Hills. Like, the mansion costs $20 million, and they're like, yeah, we can give you, like, $5 Subway sandwiches every day for you to write this.
That's such crap. It's like, if you have a mansion, that's fine. That's awesome. Great. You have your mansion.
Yeah.
Also, pay your fucking employees. Yeah.
So you're like, we're rich. We got it. Okay. So we got it. Look at this house. Look what we can do. But it's like, we didn't get rich writing a bunch of checks. So why don't you fucking write our whole show for us so we sit back and do nothing on the promise of you can be a fucking writer in Hollywood. And then, you know, we'll just, I saw the show got on like Amazon Instant, and I also looked at every single person who was a writer on that show, and none of them got another writing gig. It didn't lead to anything for any of them.
That's so sad.
So they didn't, you know what I mean? And it's just like these people worked on this thing for 3 months unpaid, and then maybe they get some kind of back-end thing with Amazon, but it's probably not a lot of money. And just, when you're that rich, that's the thing. You front the fucking money to make the shit go down. That's why you have, that's why it's important to have money. And if you don't fucking, that's why I get mad at people like the Queen of England. She doesn't understand that she has money, and she can fucking bend the fucking world around her with fucking tornadoes of cash everywhere. And, you know, there's real consequences in real people's lives for that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I'm not a prostitute, but if Prince Harry wanted to pay me to have sex with him, I would take that money and I would take that sex.
But and here's stick the it thing. Up your ass.
I would have done it for free. I would have done it for free.
So how's the married life?
Oh, great.
I'm going to get you like a rubber doll, you know, of Prince Harry.
Ew.
But it would only be anatomical in one place of him. Ew. You can do with it what you want.
So gross.
And I expect you're going to do a lot with it.
That's disgusting. It's going to,
and it vibrates.
Ew.
I'm going to get you a wedding gift. So you don't have anything to say about, you know, producers, you know, trying to exploit people or anything like that? You don't know?
I don't. I mean, I do have to say that creative people in Hollywood are not Bangladesh children working on your sneakers for 5 cents a day.
Yeah.
And student loans are expensive. You cannot pay student loans and a free lunch.
Yeah.
And we all went to NYU or USC, so our loans are fucking ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Respect that. You know, it's one thing if, like, you know, you just got out of school and then you're going to be in, like, grad school student films. You know what I mean? Because, yeah. Like, a grad school film, okay, they're gonna have resources at least a little bit to, like, some editing stuff. And you can build your reel and stuff like that. That's all legitimate. But once you're in the fucking mansion, pay people, you fucking stingy cocksuckers.
Yeah.
All right? And if you really think it's okay to exploit people like that, like, you're a piece of shit. And I think people with BMWs are really assholes, and they really piss me off. And I think that, especially when you're driving around in L.A., people in the BMWs always cut you off. And it's like, they're not used to, like, waiting for anything in life. Like, they get, like, food delivered to their house. And then they'll, like, you know, they can schedule when they get hand jobs at the massage parlor. Like, they got disposable income. So it's like they never have to wait to come, so why should they wait for you to, like, go through? So they're just going to cut you off?
Yeah. Like, here's the thing. If you're paying, like, fucking thousands of dollars to get a hand job, you can pay $15 an hour for an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't make that assistant work for free.
Exactly. But that's like, my buddy.
Maybe don't get the hand job this week.
But that's my buddy. Okay, that's my stuff.
Maybe,
okay.
Yeah. But it's like, maybe just don't get the hand job this week. Maybe you do it every 2 weeks.
Oh, know? And then I got
to get every single week. And then you can afford to pay that writing team.
You went to CPAC recently, which was some kind of ridiculous Republican thing.
It's like, it's like heaven. It's like, okay, politics aside, I'm not like, whatever you feel about politics. It has nothing to do with CPAC.
Right.
CPAC has to do with really fucking hot guys who treat women like ladies, wearing suits, being fucking gorgeous in a convention center for 3 days.
Right.
That is CPAC.
So are they aspiring politicians, or who are these?
I don't know. I don't want to know anything about them. I don't
right.
want to know. I just want to know their first name only.
Yeah.
You
want to look doe-eyed and be like, what do you want be your Southern Belle? You want to own plantation and beat a bunch of people up? And that's fine.
No, there's no politics in this anywhere. It's
right.
just fucking gorgeous men gorgeous men wearing suits, treating women like ladies. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. That's all you need to know.
Apex predator business sharks.
It's amazing. It's because, you don't see men, wearing suits and being men anymore. Just don't, especially in Los Angeles. So it's really nice to go to a place for, 3 days when it's, all men. Like, wearing suits.
What, you're having hot flashes.
Yes, am I having hot flashes? It's a beautiful thing. It should be encouraged, and I'm glad that it happens on a yearly basis.
Mm-hmm.
I plan to go again.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your political opinions are, don't even put them aside, because they're not relevant.
Right.
Here. It's just fucking,
it's just about
hot guys.
It's walking around with sipping champagne around nice suits.
Feeling like you're a raw piece of meat dumped in a tank of piranhas.
Mm-hmm. And then taking a fucking 2-hour bath afterward, you know? Man claims he woke up to find former deputy speaker Nigel Evans raping him. This is what British members of parliament do.
What? What the?
Yeah. So, a British member of parliament who is on trial for one rape, two sex assaults, and six other assaults, denied allegations that this nigelled a man who was sleeping in his home after a party. So basically, the alleged victim, a man in his 20s, woke up to find that 56-year-old former deputy speaker Nigel Evans was on top of him. I felt Nigel on top of me, trying to force himself on me. I was face down. Now, if this was Prince Harry, we know it would be a different story for you.
Completely different.
So the alleged rape happened in Evans' home in Ribble Valley. You know, it's like he's like some lurid old man. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm having a house party. You know, I'm a British member of parliament. Like, there's nothing weird going on. Hey, do you want to have this sleepy punch? I mean, this normal drink? So that's pretty much what happened.
That's great. Okay.
What do you think about the British people?
I love them. Okay.
Look, some guys in suits are freaks, you know? You can't trust anyone.
Okay, no. Okay, first of all, he's old, so that's just automatically gross. Like, that's not
hot. Oh, okay.
No. Second of all, English people. Okay, I love British people.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like a little bit of an expert on, hot British guys.
Right. You're a consultant.
I'm a consultant on hot British men.
Right.
You know, my best friend and I, we started studying them at a young age, at 15 years old, just really examining them and learning all about them. Here's the thing with British men. A lot of them are very, pasty and pale and weird looking.
Right.
Like, they've never seen the sun ever.
Right.
And that's kind of weird, but cross over a little bit, go to Ireland, hot guys everywhere.
Mm. Well, if they're the right gingers, they're not.
Yeah. Okay, so Irish men, they've got, they've got that Celtic flavor to them, but they also have just enough Spanish, not enough Spanish to make them Spanish, but just a drop of Spanish blood to make them really passionate.
Mm,
so they're
feisty.
Yeah. So they've got that whole British hotness to them, but with some feistiness and passion.
Mm-hmm.
So if that guy was Irish, there'd be no problem. They'd be like, oh yeah, he's feisty. This is good.
Right.
But because he's English, it's kind of weird.
He's just like, oh, I've tricked you into a bumming.
Yeah.
That's what that would be like.
Yeah. This podcast is really educational.
I think so.
We didn't know that this was going to be as educational when we started.
Yeah. Sure.
Because we're talking about what I'm an expert in.
Mm-hmm. Old English man rape. Yes. Florida mom arrested after freaking out about inability to change son's AT&T plan. So if a 60-year-old Florida woman just went berserk in an AT&T because they're like, you can't get out of your 2-year contract. It's got to be $500. And she's like, well, I don't want this phone anymore. You know, freak out until then the cops are called. What do you think? You're from Florida.
I am from Florida.
You're a consultant on Florida people going crazy.
No. Now, see, I feel like the obvious joke here would be like, well, that's what I feel like with my cell phone plan or like whatever. Right. Oh, those plans make you crazy. But my dad pays my cell phone bill, so I can't really comment.
Okay.
But yeah, Florida's just like a cesspool of crazy.
What do you attribute that to? Is there something in the water? Are they getting too much sun?
Okay, here's what I think it is. Okay, so it's the South. I mean, the crazy parts are this are the South. Like right. That's the part of Florida that's the South, and so you get like kind of like a redneck mentality. But also, people are on vacation, so it makes them extra crazy.
Right.
You know, you get the craziness of the South plus vacation on top.
Right.
So it's like I'm fucking
in party mode.
Yeah, in party mode, they're like drunk on beer and Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they are.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the I don't give a fuck because I'm a redneck. I don't give even more of a fuck because I'm in a party state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Florida's extra crazy.
It's like Miami was built on cocaine money. Mm-hmm. Florida State University is like the biggest party city, college in the world, yeah. You know what I mean?
I will gladly share my opinions on the University of Southern Florida. Fucking skank school. Skank Central. If you want to go, fellas, if you are looking to go to a school where you will be amongst skanks,
I picked the wrong place.
You should have gone to USF.
If I wanted it, just a skank party.
Ladies, if you want to skank it out, go to USF. I will freely call all women who go to USF whores.
I'm into that shit. CNN's headline news channel asked Psychic to weigh in on the plane. So now CNN, they're desperate for ratings. A lot of the cable companies, I think they're quietly like losing a lot of ratings with the internet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. YouTube's got their own production company. And it's got, like, cool beanbag chairs instead of a fucking real office. But anyway, you know, CNN is really struggling for viewers. So they're asking psychics now about the news.
If they really wanted to do something about their ratings, they would replace all of their office chairs with beanbag chairs. They would let their anchors do work in a ball pit. Mm-hmm. And they would have a unisex bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, you know, change your bathroom, then talk to me. Then talk to me about your ratings.
We don't have bosses. We're all equal consultant-based employees. And, I like rail about fucking overlords and rich people exploiting other people. You know, it's probably good if it's, like, this weird communal business model. You know what I mean? Like, maybe that works out. I don't know. I went to a liberal arts school. I'm just cynical of new things, I guess. But yeah, get it together, CNN. Actually, start reporting news that's important instead of like, you know, that's the thing. I think a lot of these news places has been like infotainment places for so long, you know, not real news.
I actually read an article on how, like, because of like websites like BuzzFeed and like shit like that, where it's like, like lists and like instant, like the analytics for how, like for advertising for websites, it's based on clicks, like if people click on it.
Right.
So, like the whole, like all these media outlets are turning towards clickbait rather than real news so they can get people to click on their website.
Right.
So they can get their advertising revenue. So it's not like they're really trying to report real news. They're just trying to report, like, Miley Cyrus vagina naked pictures.
Right.
So that way people will click on it.
Yeah.
Although, why anybody wouldn't want to see Miley Cyrus's vagina anymore, like, is beyond me. Too much. Put it away. Put it away. I don't want to see that anymore.
Well, what if Prince Harry dick pics hit the internet? How would you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. No, that's completely different.
How is that different?
It's Prince Harry.
Oh, okay. Do you think he's got, like, a big orange bush? Speaking of Harry. Man convicted of biting parents.
Gross. Of course he does. That's, over. You shouldn't even have to ask that.
Ginger cubes. Perfect. Ginger cubes. No, I bet, you know, he pulled off being Irish. I bet it's just a nice, tight little...
He's not Irish.
What? He's a good
They're
ginger.
They're not Irish. He's ginger, but he's all not right. Irish.
He's, like, so white, he's fucking ginger. And he's got perfect royal blood. That's why he's better than everybody and doesn't have to work for a day in his life. Man convicted of biting parents over a cat visit. So apparently, this guy, wait, what's his name? So, Bolshkov. His name is Bolshkov. So he sounds Russian or Polish,
yeah,
Eastern
no,
Bloc.
No, we won't say Polish. We'll say Russian.
Well, you're Polish, but I don't know.
So it's
you might want to claim
that. If he's doing something wrong, it's Russian.
He punched his 64-year-old father repeatedly in the head because he went over to the house and he's like, I want to visit the cat. I'm Bolshkov. Let me see the cat, Dad.
Definitely Russian, then. Definitely Russian.
And then the dad was like, you can't see the cat. You're too violent with it. And then he just started beating up his dad.
Yeah, he's
and then
Russian.
He bit his parents, you know, too. Just to send a message.
Definitely. We won't say he's Polish at all. Even if he is, he's not.
It's like...
We're going to blame this on the Russians completely.
I wanted to see the cat, Dad, and so I bit your fucking face.
They're violent people. We've done terrible things to Polish people.
Now I've marked you.
Awful things to Polish people. It's just never... No. Right. Boo, whoops. Russia.
This is the wrong word.
Boo, now. Russia.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just getting my shit together.
My mother is... She's very, very... I mean, she's not only very, very old, but she's older now. She's an old lady. Mm-hmm. And she has just now gotten over her dislike of Russians.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's a very much, like, so cultural.
Is it, like, 50s Cold War type of stuff that
I
she's still mad about?
I think it extends to beyond that.
Like what?
Like, I think it probably extends to, like, the formation of the borders between Russia and Poland.
Oh. She's holding, like, fucking old school, like, Iron Curtain shit.
Beyond the Iron Curtain, like before, like way, 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 like, I don't know history, but like, whatever.
Seems like there's some heat there.
Yeah. I mean, I know history, I just don't know the history of my people.
I'm just so mad that
I don't care.
I'm just so mad that, like, the racism stopped at your generation. You know, I really, that would have been quite an achievement if your mom, like, imparted her racism on you.
I know, right?
You, like, are missing
that.
And you,
it's like one of those things that's, like, lost between generations. Like, it's not just, like, between me and my mom. I just feel like it's our generation.
Right.
Like, has dropped all that racism from, like, our parents' generation. So it's like, it's, you know, it's like when you hand down, like, your mother's hairbrush or whatever.
Just baggage.
And then you lose it. Like, right. Your mother wants to give you her hairbrush, but then you lose it.
Right.
It's like that. We're like that, but with racism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have our parents' racism.
Mm-hmm. It's like, my mom, when she gave me a hairbrush, there was, like, some mammy on it. And it was, like, really grotesquely racist. And I was like, I can't use this. She's like, what? It's not a nice hairbrush. It's like, Mom. creep arrested for a McDonald's bathroom breach. Have you ever, got a little freaky at a McDonald's bathroom?
Ew.
Tessie Mayan tried to crawl into an occupied stall at McDonald's. That's why McDonald's can't have unisex bathrooms. Yeah. And a woman's bathroom was flooded when he got stuck under the partition. So he's like, ooh, I want to watch you poo. I want to watch you. I'm stuck.
How, like, big do you have to be? I was going to say fat, but then I said big. Like, that's better. How large do you have to be to get stuck?
Yeah, he's a pretty big boy, you know.
He's pretty large.
You know, and that's the thing. It's like preparation. If you're going to be a creep, like, you know. Slim down. Make sure that you can get between the stalls, you know, under there. You
exactly.
Know?
Do your due diligence. If you're going to be
recon.
A creep, you know, do it properly. Prepare.
And also, do it in the men's bathroom. I'm sure the stalls are the same height off the ground in the men's bathroom. Do a little training, you know?
Yeah, train. You can't just go in there on a whim. Like, you have to prepare.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm planning on creeping Prince Harry, and I am fucking prepping for that hard.
Yeah. You, like got the schematics and the blueprints, or you got to go in and, like, try to get his dick, like, after you go through the air vent and stuff like that, and you're going to... It's like, I saw your little schematic map, and it was just like, okay, first I have to, like, crawl up the ivy on the side of the wall. Mm-hmm. Then I got to get in the AC unit. Then I got to go down. And then, like, eventually at the end of the rainbow, it's like his big hog, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With his ginger bush.
There's a pot of gold there waiting.
So, yeah, his name is Ronald Henderson, 28, entered the bathroom and crawled onto the stall. Then, upon spotting him, someone screamed for him to leave, but then he tried to keep going and grabbing at the person's leg until he got stuck. You know, that's the problem, you know?
That's, I will never use another McDonald's bathroom ever again.
Can you imagine... That is one thing that's good about being a guy. I can pee standing up, and I don't really have to worry that someone's going to crawl into the bathroom to try to rape me while I'm shitting, you know?
But, like, but if you're a guy and, like, you're peeing standing up, like, you pee next to, like, other guys so they could just, like, look over and see your dunk.
Yeah, you know, that's true. And some urinal partitions are, like, really tiny, or there aren't any, you know? Like, I like, and there was this one place in Germany that I went. It was, like, the trendiest place I ever been. It was, like a little cup that, like, pushed off the wall. So it was, like, a foot away from the wall. And so you're, like, standing in the middle of the room, like, I just got to flop my fucking dick out in front of everybody and, like, try to pee in this cup thing. There's no partition whatsoever. They're like, yeah, we're very trendy. Just piss into this cup of whatever, and everyone sees your ching-chong. And then you,
That's the trade-off is girls have to have periods,
right,
but guys have to pee next to other guys. So it's
there's a lot of etiquette where when you want go in, you want to go to the one all the way on the extreme so that you have, like, a heterosexual urinal between each person pissing. You know what I mean?
That's so gross. I'm so glad I'm not a boy.
Yeah. But you also get to pee outside in the woods, which is nice.
Stop rubbing that in.
It's pretty sweet.
I will say this about McDonald's bathrooms, though. Here's the difference between the East Coast and the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
East Coast, you go to the bathroom, the McDonald's bathroom in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
It's really posh. Really nice. Like, it's the swankiest McDonald's ever. The bathroom, nice, clean. I would use it. I would stop there. Like, oh, I'm, like, walking around in Manhattan and I have to go to the bathroom. Okay. I'm going to go to McDonald's in Times Square. McDonald's in Hollywood, on Hollywood and Highland, that's where AIDS was invented. Right. It is disgusting.
Right. Yeah, they were doing, like, good with, like, not having AIDS, and then they put that bathroom in, and then there was, like, a certain amount of, like, homeless, like, grime.
And, oh, my God. It's the grossest thing ever.
A couple, like homeless conjugal visits happen there, and then all of a sudden, like, they make a super AIDS.
Yeah, I went in and then I went out. Uh-huh. We did not stop there. That bathroom is, I mean, that whole McDonald's is, I don't know what it is, but it's not anything good.
Yep. It's definitely. So a Florida teacher who always tweets, "Obama's a pussy." And first of all, I love how the Florida teacher doesn't get fired for those tweets. Like, he's, teaching history, and he's like, "Obama's a goddamn pussy brain dildo." And they're like, "That's fine. You can keep your job, Florida man. You can keep your job teaching these kids. What else do you want to, what other fucking gems of wisdom do you want to impart on them? Here they go. Young brains. Obama's a pussy." So he was actually upset because Obama came to that Florida high school and had an assembly, and he was barred from it, though. That was that one consequence. So, I would have liked to see the debate, you know, that meeting of the minds.
You're a pussy. No, I am not.
I'm
not a pussy.
I've heard that accusation before. These are accusations. Like, I think that, like, Obama just has a team of people that, like, write, like, the scientifically, like, legal jargon that means nothing. You know what I mean? Like, he's always just like, Well, we are trying to do that. We're looking into that. There's this investigation. We're going to... There's a committee, and nothing ever really... You know what I mean? I don't know. What do you think about politics? I'm polite to talk about.
Politics? I don't want to talk about politics. I want to talk about all of the hot guys in CPAC. You see, that's...
Right.
That's what politics is. It's not, you know... Republican, Democrat, healthcare, no healthcare. It's, you know, fucking hot guys walking around in suits.
Yeah.
Treating women like ladies.
Right. So this, the CPAC was like the Republican thing. They're trying to raise money and pick a candidate for 2016. Is that what's going on?
I don't know what happened.
You just want to get
CPAC.
You just want to get packed.
Yeah. You want to get CPAC'd.
Right.
C stands for cock.
Packed up your butt.
Well, your vagina.
Right.
It is, I mean, it is Republicans after all, so you're not going to get it up the butt. Oh, God, no.
But you'll do it from behind, but in the vagina.
Yeah, of course.
Like the way God intended.
I'm really, really glad that, you know, my coworker, and I were not slapped with, you know, multiple sexual harassment suits CPAC, because that could have easily happened.
Well, if you're looking to be a politician, I think that's actually like almost a requirement, especially if you want to be in the British Parliament.
Some kind of...
I'm going to give you a buggering.
Some kind of... Oh, yeah, you know what? I mean, I guess it is. Like, if you're, like, in politics, you have a sex scandal, being a royalty is kind of like being in politics. Prince Harry wears his sex scandal right here. It's me. I'll be it. I'll do it. I'll take one for the team. Don't care. Fine with that.
Yeah, so married life, yeah, you have like very vivid fantasies. Like you're, it seems like once the ring goes on and it's like, okay, then it's like this whole like other world emerges to feel like, you know, to keep the romance alive. Is that why romance novels were invented? To keep romance alive in the hearts of tied down women, you know?
I think they were actually invented to help spinsters masturbate.
Mm.
Yeah.
How does that work with a romance novel? You know what I mean? Do girls put the book down and then immediately masturbate? Ew. Or is it like more of a, it needs to build over a couple chapters, and then it's like, ooh, that I heard a lot of romantic things. Now I'm horny. You know, I don't even know.
I'm not a spinster, so I wouldn't know.
Right. But I mean, you seem to speak with authority when you were saying that. Spinsters masturbate with it. You're a spinster for a long time in your life, you know?
I was not a
late bloomer, a bit of a prude growing up, you know? I'm not out of turn saying that.
That's so gross.
But it seems like you've always had this kind of vivid perversion, but you always have to kind of keep it, like, not perversion, but, you know, you...
Yeah, I don't think there's anything perverted about my lust for Prince Harry.
Right.
Or Republican men in suits.
Right.
I mean, that is a very normal, natural part of existence.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, you know, analyze the situation here in case I ever get married, you know.
I like how on your sheet
it's
we've been saying pussy, and I don't think that's going to be deleted, but on your sheet pussy is censored. There's a star over the U.
Yeah, that was you know, how the headline read. I guess this was on some, like, the AP or whatever, so they had to bleep out pussy.
You know what? I think I know where the real pussies are, with AP bleeping out the word pussy.
Exactly.
If they were a fucking man, they would say pussy, P-U-S-S-Y, the way God intended it to be spelled.
Yeah. They would also talk about African Americans the right way, and they would use the right terms, am I right? Window lurker calls cops over bedroom intimacy. So a man in Sweden was walking around. He's like, I've got my herring for the day, and I will take it back to my Swedish hat made. It's a box that's heated by coals. And then he's like, oh, what's going on in that house? And people were fucking. Like, a married couple was, like, fucking in a house. I guess it was, like, that's close weird. To a window. And he was, like, looking into the window. Right? Like, oh, my God, I see. What is going on with this? They're fucking? So then he called the cops to be like, look, I've seen some people having sex.
He should call the cops. That's weird. Married people don't have sex.
Yeah. The cops, like, from the phone were like, you know, we can't really bust people for fucking in their own house. For having
sex in their own house.
Like, with the door locked, like, after dinner, you know? It's like, that's pretty much, that's where it's come to. Like, that, this kind of snooper culture.
That's weird.
You know? If I wouldn't call the cops, if I saw, you know, people having sex in there, probably call my sex addiction sponsor. So I wouldn't jump in there, you know. Hey, look, I got plugs coming up. I got this web series called Here Comes Godot coming out April 10th and 11th. There's going to be free wine and cheese. There's going to be art installations. And we're going to play the web series. So April 10th, there's going to be, come at 7 p.m. to a place called Cat and the Lotus. And then April 11th, we're going to play it twice, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And like I said, we're going to do art installations, like little inside jokes from the web series. We're blowing out and making whole, like, art pieces about it. So as you're watching the web series, you know, the art around the room is going to make sense. So it's going to be really fucking cool. We're spending a lot of goddamn money on this premiere. And, you know, we've also invited a bunch of agents and managers to come over. And so it's all just a scam for them to, you know, get some action going on the project, you know. So that's really exciting. Here Comes Godot, April 10th and 11th, The Cat and the Lotus. Check it out, herecomesgodot.com. Hey, do you have any plugs, Heidi?
I do have plugs. I have one of my improv groups, Sweet Dalai Lama, is hosting a monthly variety show. We're having our Reefer Gladness show on April 20th.
Whoa! 420 show.
Yeah. And it's going to be at the Complex, mm-hmm. In Hollywood on mm-hmm. Santa Monica.
I know that place.
Yeah, it's
so right there. So are you the only member of the team that's never smoked pot?
No, I'm not the only member of the team who's also smoked pot. Who's never smoked pot. There is at least one other person who has never smoked pot.
Okay.
And so we have that going on. That's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And then I have my Twitter, Obnoxious LA, which you can follow at Obnoxious LA. We tweet about Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And we're working on a web series.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's going to be shooting. Yeah. At the end of April, and it should be out in May or June, so keep an eye out.
I donated a small little thing to that Kickstarter.
You did, so. Which was awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem. I'm excited to see Obnoxious LA. I know it stars your alter ego, Trisha. Do you want to explain a little bit about it?
It's actually Trishna.
Trishna, sorry.
The Indian word for joy.
Okay.
She's very proud of her Hindi name because she does have Indian heritage. Mm-hmm. She's 1/18th Cherokee. Mm-hmm. So she is Indian. She's an actress in Los Angeles. A while ago she did an Indiegogo campaign to get a billboard with her face on it, just like Angeline had in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, it's easier than like doing actual work.
Hey, so you're a producer. You got a Kickstarter campaign.
No. Real producer, not associate.
Oh, shit.
So the web series is going to be some of her misadventures and some of other Los Angeles stereotypes that you'll see, such as the person who doesn't like to pay people. Actually, I think that person's going to be in season two. But, but yeah. It'll cool. Be good times. Good
oh
times.
Wait, did you have anything on your list that we didn't go over or anything?
I have some stuff if you want to talk about it. I feel like this is gonna be like a really long podcast.
I'll edit it down, okay. Like, you know, some of the dumb moments, you know, in between. I just like to cut it down to like a samurai sort of entertainment.
Make me sound not racist.
That's gonna be hard to cut around.
Okay. Do you want to read it, or should I read it?
No, you just set it up.
Okay. So, one of the top stories on MSN.com,
oh.
MSN.com money, was
oh, yes.
all about the rates, the going rates for teeth, for children's teeth. It analyzed the...
From the Tooth Fairy.
From the Tooth Fairy. It analyzed the going rates of children's teeth, and... According to this...
That's not trafficking, like, human, like, organs or something?
No, no, it's not trafficking human organs.
Oh, whatever, you know what I mean.
I mean, it could be.
Human body parts?
I mean, the Tooth Fairy really could be a cover for trafficking human body parts. But according to the study, it says children received an average of $3.70 per tooth, an increase of 23%
right.
over the $3 per tooth left in 2012.
MSNBC, you know, they're really looking at the numbers. They're looking at the statistics. They're yeah. seeing where you can invest after you got your tooth out.
It was a really informative article. You know, it talked about the influence of technology on teeth. There's, you know, apps where parents can find out how much a tooth goes for.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually had a big, a lot to do with the increase in the price of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also there's a little bit of inflation on this market. You know, it's not quite, the $3.70 is a little bit higher than it should be. Most children actually receive $1 per tooth.
Right.
But some children receive $5, $10, and that's making the average higher.
And you know, as a, you know, rich parents are sometimes a little bit more like absentee, you know, they're out there, they're making the work. And I think that, you know, if you're a little kid and you got a tooth, and let's say your rich friend gets $10 a tooth and you only get $1 a tooth, that parent is not keeping track how many tooth fall in that rich kid's head. He's just like, here, throw money at the kid. So you give the kid the tooth, then he'll kick you $5, he'll get, you know, $5 too, and so you're actually making more for your tooth. You know what I mean? Like, you can kind of sell it on the open yeah. exchange that way.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, you could. I mean, that's a great way to flip your teeth.
Yeah, you want to get the best price for yeah. it. You know, it's a one-time sale.
Keep it going. You know, those teeth don't stay. You know, yeah. you have a finite supply of baby teeth. You're going to run out. You might as well make a profit when you can.
Yeah, and if you maybe you make some forgeries, like take a razor blade to a chiclet and like sculpt it down to a really realistic looking tooth, and then boom, you're making money, you know. And as the stock price of the tooth goes up, you know what I mean, like, so ride that sale, you know, get in on a penny stock. Hey, some penny stocks are like 6 cents a share, you know, boom, you can flip your tooth that way. You can, you know,
yeah,
return on your investment.
I feel a little gypped, though, because when I was a kid, the going rate for a tooth was 25 cents. Now it's $3.70.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I wish I had gotten into the tooth business now instead of 20 years ago.
It's a hot market. Hot market.
Hot market.
I got to tell you, I got $1 for my teeth, but, you know, maybe if there was that app, you know, your parents wouldn't be able to just get away with throwing quarters at you, you know?
Yeah, I go up to them with my iPhone and say, listen, Mom, Dad.
Yeah.
The going rate for teeth is $1 now. You can't go away. You can't keep on getting away with this quarter business. I need my money. I'm being cheated here.
Look. This is what this fucking ticker is for teeth right now. All right?
Or, like, I'd be, like, really intense about it, like a stock trader. Like fucking Mom and Dad, fucking listen to my fucking teeth. You're fucking jipping me on this deal. I'm getting screwed here. I'm getting fucked, Mom and Dad. I want my fucking tooth. I want my teeth money. Fuck you.
Look, you're breaking my balls on this fucking deal, all right? Yeah. I'm going to start shipping Colombian teeth in a fucking heartbeat and flood the market, all right? I'm going to crash this.
Who am I? Am I your whore? Am I your whore? Then why are you fucking me over? Why are you fucking me over?
Mom and Dad. all right, well, that's that's very interesting, you know? Space travel.
Space travel. Guys, space travel changes the shape of your heart. That's not a metaphor for love or romance. It actually physically changes your literal heart.
Yeah.
It makes it more round.
That's a thing, like, when gravity is off your body, you know, humans have had millions of years of evolution of not fucking floating in space. It's not natural, you know? And your body kind of relies on gravity to, you know, that it kind of makes sense, though. If your heart is, like, you know, like diamond shaped, because it's always getting pulled down on from Earth.
It's not really a diamond. It's
like but a then heart-shaped. It gets rounder because there's no pressure on it from the outside, I guess, because you're just kind of, it's just, your heart is floating and weightless, you know?
It's weird. They're also testing, right now they're actively testing in Hawaii to see if people will go crazy on Mars.
That makes sense. I've been to Hawaii, and there's a lot of lava kind of terrain, which I think that's what they're trying to replicate Mars on, you know?
I think the tropical paradise of Mars.
There are some parts of Hawaii that are like all like tarred over from recent volcanic activity, and I'm guessing that that's where they're doing this Mars stuff. You know what I'm saying?
They're doing it on the beach.
Yeah.
With a whole lot of NASA money.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, let's go down and scam NASA into a Hawaii vacation. So let's test Mars shit here.
Yeah. And when I say they're doing it on the beach, I mean that they're doing it in the way that Prince Harry and I are doing it.
In your head.
It's imaginary. They're not actually doing these tests at all.
So if you were to write a romance novel, like, about you and Prince Harry and his the apparition, or the idea of him, like, fucking you in all sorts of CPAC-approved positions, it seems like there would be a lot of material. Like, that would not be, like, one novel. It would be, like, volume two.
A whole series. Right. I'm actually, like, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. Like, I was like, oh, if you did, because it's actually not hypothetical. Like, if you go to my house, there's just pages and pages and pages of Prince Harry romance novels. Mm-hmm. It's like a crazy person's house, just littered with all these paper of, like, writings and illustrations.
Yeah, I went over your house one time, and there was, like, one, like, big poster of Prince Harry, and then you had thumbtacks with string, like connecting his different features, and you're like, oh, that's why he's a good ginger, you know, like, you, like, figured out the symmetry of his face.
Yeah, it's like a in A Beautiful Mind, like, when they go into his office, it's like that, but with Prince Harry.
Yeah. It's very classy, though. There wasn't any dick pics, you know?
No, because I like to keep it, like, kind of, like, pure, you know?
It's just like the meeting of two souls. It's not about that. But as soon as you meet him, like, you want his meat all over your face and stuff, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God. Well, you gotta write this book. You need something to do with all this sexual energy.
It's already written. I just need to find a publisher. If anybody's interested in publishing, you know, Prince Harry and Me...
It's, like, good, like, fan fiction. Like, it can be, like, the kind of...
Oh, yeah.
What's that Twilight fan fiction series?
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey.
The thing that's, like, fucked up is that Twilight is already, like, a fan fiction series of, like, Pride and Prejudice. But it's, like, no. Yeah,
I can kind of see that.
Fuck you. Like, what's her name? Megan Myers? Or Stephanie Myers? Fuck you, Stephanie Myers. That's not Pride and Prejudice. You're a fucking idiot, and you missed the point of the book. Sorry, that's just my two cents.
that's Stephanie Myers wrote Twilight.
She meant it to be like her, like, you know, like her tribute to Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
But I think that Jane Austen would probably be so offended.
Do you think that Mr. Darcy would be a werewolf or a vampire?
Duh, vampire, because he's the Edward, obviously. Oh. Because she judges him on being a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Eric.
Well,
can't believe you're not familiar with Twilight. It's the best book ever.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a married woman. I'm not to, you know.
You don't have to
have fantasies
about hot, sweaty, sparkly vampires on top of you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I have actual experiences. It's not all just, like, fantasy stuff.
Yeah, well, when you get married, you will have hot, sweaty, sparkly vampire fantasies.
What's with that? Why do they sparkle in the sun? You can't change all the vampire rules.
You can't do that. Like, in no mythology does that happen.
I just get sparkles on my face.
It's like zero mythology ever. That's just like, I'm going to make this up.
No, you have to have you have to make a terrible choice in a vampire. When you're a vampire, you can only be out at night. That's part of it, you know?
Yeah, it's like, that's their thing. Like, it really is.
No, girls like glitter. So when he's in the sun, he just gets glitter face.
I like glitter. I do. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I don't like it that much. And nor do I think any woman does.
Right. What if... Okay. Real talk.
Yeah.
What if you finally make love to Prince Harry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's entering you over and over and over again.
When I finally make love to Prince Harry.
It's a missionary position. You're on a yacht.
Perfect.
The yacht is skipping across waves. It's going so fast. So he's just laying there.
Yeah.
But he's actually humping because of the waves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like going like this. You know what I'm saying?
It's happening. Uh-huh.
And then, you know, he's grabbing you.
Yeah.
He's clawing all his ginger face is all over.
Right? This is happening.
And then he pulls out and then he gives it a couple courtesy tugs. Glitter comes out. Okay.
Kind of amazing.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Are you
impressed? I kind of wish, like, I mean, glitter. I kind of wish, like, that was real for all boys, because it would be funner.
Right.
To have glitter rather
Boom!
Than. Yeah. Less messy.
Yeah. Instead of, like, fucking egg white coming out.
Like not salty that I would egg whites. Know. Not that I would know anything about the male genitalia, like, because I really don't know.
You're a Republican, and so like the lights are off. Then he slips it in, but through a blanket. You know, it's all very dark.
I mean, that's just what it is. That's just the facts.
Science.
So, it is. It's literally science. And ladies just don't have like any. Genitalia at all. Like, that's just the physics of it. It's like, I'm the good girl. There's just nothing down there at all. It's like a Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is science here. I'm not talking crazy stuff.
Right.
Girls are physically incapable of farting. Ladies are physically incapable of doing gross things.
Mm-hmm. All right. okay, so you don't want to talk about your marriage sex life, your real sex life. But, okay. On the last podcast, I actually told a story about going to a glory hole. So anyway, that's been another episode of Highway Diary. I've been your host, Eric Kollerbach. With my guest has been Heidi Lux.
Oh my God, I can't believe this is like... a real recording.
And check out her web series. Donate to it. Obnoxious LA.
No, don't donate because the Kickstarter is over.
Oh, okay. Well, look forward to it.
Follow us on Twitter at Obnoxious LA.
Check it out. And Sweet Dalai Lama's the improv troupe. Check out when they're playing at the complex.
420.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's another episode of Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag. Later.